joining us, Mark Myers. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, it's an interesting day today. Unemployment numbers came out this morning, and they were not that great. They weren't terrible, but they were not that great. Most economists were forecasting that 419,000 people would be applying for unemployment benefits this past week, and it was actually up to 427,000. So it actually increased by 1,000 from the previous week. So we still have 3.6 million people out there on unemployment, which is not great, but it is still coming down. I mean, the past week it was 3.7 million, so it's coming down a little bit, but not great. Now, one thing is the Fed's beige book came out yesterday, which was very interesting. They talked about growth in the United States has been slowing as of lately, and you know, we've been seeing that in the markets, and the consumers basically telling us it is slowing, and that has a lot to do with because of higher food prices, energy prices have been weighing on consumer spending. And also the weather in the United States and natural disasters in Japan have had wide-ranging effects on our economy. But the Fed is saying, and they're using their favorite word, they're saying these things are transitory, meaning they will not last that long. And they think that energy and food prices will come down and the economy will start picking up later this year. But as far as oil prices go, oil prices are really starting to go back up. They're above $100 a barrel again, and that's because OPEC met and Saudi Arabia said, hey, we want everyone to raise production so then we get oil prices down and get countries like the United States and Europe growing faster. But our friends in Iran and Venezuela shot that proposal down and said we are not going to increase oil production, and so oil prices are surging. And as far as stocks go out there, McDonald's came out and said their sales rose a little over 3%, which was not great, but it was still not bad. I mean, this stock has done phenomenal. It has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And then one of my favorite stocks, Smucker's out there. They're the makers of Folgers coffee, Jif peanut butter, and one of the best grape jellies, I think, out there in the world. They reported $1 a share in earnings, which was better than analyst expectations. The analysts were expecting 99 cents a share. Their revenues rose 11%. And that stock has more than doubled also in the last 5 years. Now, one thing that was interesting yesterday was the Senate came out and voted on a bill for debit card rules on the fees on that. When you go to Walmart and every time they swipe your debit card, Walmart's charged a fee, and the average fee is about 44 cents per swipe. And the Senate said banks can no longer charge that high of rate. They cannot charge more than 12 cents per swipe. Now, that really has affected banks. Bank stocks have pulled back dramatically. You know, for example, Regions said they made $346 million in those fees last year, and they're going to lose 75% of those earnings since this bill is being passed. And stocks, and Regions stock has just done really terrible in the last 5 years. That stock is down 85% in the last 10 years. Now, we'll see what happens this morning. In the markets, it looks like they are going to open up positive, which will be a nice change. The markets have been down every single day in the month of June so far.
Only problem is that the price of oil seems to be going up.
I know they keep oil prices just keep climbing and keep climbing. But also, that has a lot to do with our weak dollar in the United States. If we can get our dollar moving upward, that will cause oil prices to go down. But we'll have to get our economy really kick-started to get that dollar up there.
You and I need to get more of those dollars then.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers, Stern AG & Leach is the company, and they have very good advice. You can talk with Mark. They're certainly located at 820 South 21st Street right here in Fort Smith. Or call him, 782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.